And while our local government elections were underway, in Hong Kong, two candidates running for the upcoming district election have been assaulted in the space of a week while they were out canvassing in their districts. And joining me now from Hong Kong is Chris Cheng from the Hong Kong Free Press. Good evening, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. What happened to these candidates?
They were campaigning on the streets and according to them, we don't have the footage, they were attacked when they were campaigning, handing out pamphlets to local residents, and they have to be hospitalized. And these are not the only cases. We have been seeing cases like this for several weeks already.
Yes, one of them was punched in the head, apparently, when she told somebody not to litter.
Sometimes we don't really see who are these assailants, what their identities and what they would do. And usually these kind of attacks, even though we don't have the evidence, last only maybe a minute or just less than a minute, and then they flee quickly. So it's very hard to tell who are these people, what are their aims and why they were busy.
Yeah, why were they attacked, though? What's the general idea in terms of why these two were attacked? What are the district elections?
The district election is an election once every 4 years in Hong Kong. District councils have a certain amount of duties in the areas, particularly usually about residents' affairs, but they don't have a lot of power. The most important thing they do is they have the right to elect to chief executives, so they do have some certain political power. And the two being attacked in the districts were the so-called, we call them red districts, where there were a lot of Chinese immigrants, a lot of support for China, for Beijing. So many people are expecting that it could be Beijing supporters attacked them, but of course we don't know at this moment.
Yes, and Chris, obviously another weekend of protests. We hear tear gas, water cannon, rubber bullets. What was it like on the streets?
I was lucky to be on the streets on a day where there were less conflicts, but yesterday it was pretty dangerous, so to speak, as even a driver for a local TV station was hit by a beanbag round, something like a rubber bullet, and then he accused the police of being beating him up inside the police station. Now, the police are not denying the claims and saying they are investigating the incident. So it's pretty dangerous for residents, protesters, or even journalists right now to be on the streets because they could be injured for whatever reason.
And China's President Xi Jinping has issued that rather chilling warning about crushed bodies and shattered bones.
Mm-hmm. It's not the first time that Beijing issued warning like this. It's actually quite a regular thing to see in Hong Kong. Now it has been the stand for a long time. But of course, this is just a verbal warning, so we don't know what the Chinese side is planning to do in Hong Kong or in Taiwan. But certainly in Hong Kong, people don't treat this as a very important piece of news because we have been hearing warnings like that every now and then.
And how's business in Hong Kong? How, you know, how are the shopkeepers faring?
We say that because of the protests. The MTR, the public transit metro, has been closing station early, sometimes at 8 p.m., 10 p.m., and it forces a lot of people to close business earlier than usual. So it's pretty quiet in Hong Kong. If you have visited Hong Kong before, now it looks like completely another city if you are on the streets at night.
Really? Yes, I have been to Hong Kong, and yes, it's normally busy all the time.
You almost don't see anyone on the streets in busy areas after 10 p.m. or so because there's not much to do. Some restaurants are closed. It may not be due to the protests, because the protesters don't really target shops except for a few so-called accused of pro-Beijing shops. But businesses, they do close early, fearing any issues, or they do have to let their staff members to go early, because otherwise they can't even go home because of closure of the metro.
Right. So what's the feeling about an end to these protests? They can't go on forever, surely.
I think the current parallel people are drawing is to, unfortunately, Northern Ireland. So maybe it will turn from weekend protests from every now and then, every weekend, big movement to sort of district level, every single resident or protester doing their own bit in their own districts. So there would not be any big marches or protests anymore, but then these kind of small skirmish, hit and run attacks may go on for a long time.
Very good, Chris. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Chris Cheng from the Hong Kong Free Press.